games look nice, and that's fine. But, you know, the minute you start putting out that direct feed footage, you get people trying to pull it apart. And they're like, okay, well, what's here? What's the resolution of this? What's this? You know, it's kind of... It's relevant to their version of the conversation.
Sure.
So, like, I get why.
I just feel like when you're doing a big mainstream TV hit like that, like, a little direct feed footage interspersed with, you know, the host playing the game off the big screen...
Yeah.
...isn't the worst way to go.
I don't know. For me, like, the footage of the game was, like, almost totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
It was just like, here's... Link running, doing that fucking shield slide.
You're just pushing a boulder.
Yeah, you already knew this shit was in here, so whatever. Like, that, the footage of the game doesn't matter. It's more like, here's a person, here are more people holding and interacting with this object in a way where you can start to get a feel for its size and
right. Bulk.
And, you know, having stood near Reggie, you know he is something of a mountain of a man.
He is.
So you're like, okay, now I can kind of start to think about how it might fit in my hands and all that sort of shit.
It's a good demo, though.
I didn't watch the Mario Run part of it. I just kind of skipped ahead.
I mean, look, Mario Run looks like Mario Run.
Yeah.
We thought it was. That said, I mean, Jimmy was ostensibly playing, it seemed like. And he seemed like he was able to do the things you needed to do in that game, so...
Yeah.
I will play that game.
Sure, yeah.
By far the best part of that whole thing was Miyamoto playing guitar with the roots.
Right. Finally. This thing you never really knew you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, Miyamoto was the best part of that whole thing, just how happy he looked the whole time.
Yeah. As if to say, here's the thing I actually care about. Shredding on guitar.
Woo!
People thanking you for the Sonic the Hedgehog picture you tweeted.
Mm. Ah, yes, that work of art.
Yeah, I saw that art this morning and thought, well, I feel cultured now.
Yes. I do these things to improve the lives of others.
All art.
Yes. Yeah, I like to bust that image out about once every year or so, just to remind people that I can unleash that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Dave Foley with the monkeys.
Yep.
Gotta let him out sometime.
Uh-huh.
It is not the only piece of Sonic poorly eroticized fan art that is on my phone, but is the only one where he is actually just made out of dicks.
Sounds like you need a deeper bench.
Eh, you know. DeviantArt is a fascinating playground, but it doesn't always have an abundance of what you're looking for.
Yeah. I will say that I think that, like, the presentation of the Switch did not necessarily do a great job of, like, presenting what that was in a mainstream way that was, like, super understandable why it mattered.
Right.
Instead, you just got Jimmy Fallon jumping up and down and going like, "It's a kickstand!" You're like, alright. Yep.
I mean, look, that is the Fallon shtick.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do to get around that.
Sure.
I'll say, also, Reggie seemed a little nervous at times, in a way that I don't normally see him in any kind of presentational capacity.
Yep.
I mean, he kept it together, but it also seemed like, you know, he was a little more on edge than usual.
I think it's weird that he did the demo.
Not sure who else he would have, Bill?
Yeah.
I guess Bill was out in the audience with Miyamoto.
Yeah. Yeah, because I kind of feel like anytime you see Reggie outside of the press conference environment, but still in a presentational environment,
yes,
he just snaps into that mode, which when you're talking to someone on a late night talk show, I think looks super weird.
Mm-hmm. That said, I'm sure that put the Switch on a lot of people's radar that it just wasn't before.
Yeah, just, you know, hey, the acknowledgement that this thing exists.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
I hope this system does well for them. I'm always of the opinion that for all its weirdness, the video game industry is forever better as long as Nintendo is in it in a significant capacity.
Yeah,
And leader of creating weird shit that other console makers just don't. I mean, if the system isn't good, then, you know, that's going to be a real bummer, but
yeah.
I hope it's good and I hope it does well for them. It's in January, right?
I think so, yeah. I just, for playing tend a little less. It's a cool move for them. Want to remain a hardware business, but like someone here saying there's a rumor from the other day that From would bring the Dark Souls trilogy to the Switch. That's not interesting at all to me. Like, granted, I don't really care about Dark Souls, but like that concept. Like, insert any game name there that exists on other platforms. Like, hey, we're going to port it to this less powerful platform, and it's also a handheld, like Skyrim or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, sure.
I mean, the third-party support stuff is important, and, you know, I certainly won't knock them trying to go out and get games like that, but like you, I mostly want a Nintendo platform to play Nintendo games.
Yeah.
Like, that's what interests me the most. And, you know, in cases like, you know, some rare cases where third parties are willing to make interesting exclusive titles for those systems, sure.
Right. Like, I think that's where it gets cool, is when you start seeing things that are, you know, taking advantage of a platform's features or kind of only built for that thing and only could be built for that thing.
Yeah.
But in some ways, with this being potentially their most traditional game-playing platform in 15 years or whatever, I feel like that third-party story is less interesting as someone who doesn't care really about the handheld aspects of that thing. Like, all right, well, I'm going to play this dock to a TV, and if your game's coming to a more powerful platform, I own those two. So, good on you for supporting it, I guess, but I just, like, that doesn't seem like a strong sales story.
Sure.
Or like, oh, yeah, we're going to clean up with this version of this game. Nah. That thing that's like part of the Nintendo hardware cycle is people fucking chocolate or something. Okay. Is you like now the third parties are coming back? You can this is the time. I'm like no, A no, B doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Portable nature, yeah, it does potentially open some doors. It's cool that there's a portable Skyrim or whatever. But yeah, nice.
I'll also be curious to see what kind of indie support they actually court for that thing.
Right.
It's like, I don't even know who's in charge of that division these days of Nintendo.
I had the answer to that question at one point, but I don't remember off the top of my head. President of Nindies.
I wasn't going to say it, but yes, that.
Yeah. I assume they're sold out, but this looks like Woot was selling Xbox One F for $190. Which seems like kind of fucking freaky.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I guess maybe that would still be technically going. I got the email at 10 o'clock last night and it says today only. But if I got it at 10 o'clock last night, maybe that was after midnight their time. I'll click on this email and find out. I would assume it would be sold out.
I thought about getting a 1S, but I don't know.
It's not, you know.
Unless if I'm going to upgrade, it would probably be with whatever the Scorpio ends up being.
Yeah.
And I still haven't decided if I'm actually going to buy a PS4 Pro or not.
Yeah, maybe this was a yesterday deal.
Great email system they got going there.
Yeah. So when I click on this, it's like, hey, do you want a Pebble? Like, no. No, I should not have purchased an Xbox One S. I did, and that was dumb. I bought it in a fit of outrage at just how slow the Xbox One interface had become.
God, it's
and
so
thinking,
bad.
Like, well, this thing's been in the preview program since launch. I've had it since before launch. Who knows? Maybe this all fucking... And it was that right mix of the Xbox One S was rare at the time. It was selling out because it was launch day or whatever. And it turned out that there was one I could find locally very easily, but they only had one, and that's a recipe for me impulsively spending too much money on something I don't need.
Did it fix any interface stuff?
Absolutely not.
God damn it. yeah, that would have been my reason for getting one too, is just navigating that system sucks.
I feel like if that was something they could easily fix, they would have done it by now.
Yep.
There's got to be an underlying, like, a resource problem or just something with that interface or something with the way that system is architected that makes that UI unresponsive to the point of just, like, ugh, just disgusting.
It's bad. Like, I have my organizational issues with the way Sony does some of their stuff, but, like, I have never had an issue just getting where I need to go in that interface in a quick and timely fashion.
Yeah, like, I do not love the Sony interface at all. But,
no.
But the Xbox One, but yes, it is at least functional.
Yeah. Highly functional.
Shadowrun, Space Ark, and Shotas Shogi are playable on the Xbox One now.
Oh.
That Shadowrun game. Does it even work?
I don't know.
I thought they took the servers offline for that.
Yeah, I thought they had too. Someone just keeping a server alive somewhere.
Phil Spencer's got it running on a laptop under his desk. Here, for the zero people that want to play Shadowrun, we've got this running down here. I like it when people rap in 10 wins.
It's good. More people should do it.
Yeah. Thank you. your Xbox only recognizes the external hard drive like 70% of the time. I was having problems with that at one point, but it's been fine for me for a while now.
So I had a hard time getting it to recognize it at first. Mm. And then once it did, and I just had it left plugged in,
right,
it stuck. Huh. So, yeah, I will say that it's just not, it seems like it's inconsistent. When I had to pull it out and bring it to the office for a while, it wouldn't detect again. Traffic is not great.
No, this traffic is bad.
Suboptimal.
Yeah. See, the bully came to iOS.
Yeah. Which.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would you want to play that game like that?
So it has controller support. That at least, okay. But
I guess there was like an anniversary for that game this week, which is why they put that out.
Oh.
Or this year, I don't know.
Fuck, Mario runs out next week, huh?
I don't get to play a long time.
Yeah.
15.
It's 10. Maybe it's
10. Yeah, 10. Sure.
Shaking leg.
That was gently. Good indeed. Yeah, consume that energy.
Okay. Put this energy in me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see what this mobile application.
All right. Concerning.
Why are all these roads red?
How far up is that?
Nave Drive. Looks like where it lets up.
That's where it usually lets up, isn't it?
Nah, usually that's up at Northgate.
That's a little further.
Let's take US 101 South San Rafael and Lombard Street, San Francisco. Continue straight for 35 minutes to US 101 South Marina Boulevard.
It says we get there in about an hour. Mr. Omelette, free breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Mr. Omelette is, but I bet he's all right.
Please, Mr. Omelette was my father.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Call me Western.
Almost made to order with any combination of salmon, sautéed onion, spinach, cheese, salsa. That's one thing, cheese, salsa. Mushrooms, caviar, and sour cream, green peppers, and bacon.
I met her at an art show. She looked like Hallie. Walked to a loft show.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not my kind of omelet.
What is your kind of omelet?
Typically, it is a cheese and a pork product.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on the pork product. I usually like some peppers, some onions, maybe some tomato in there.
Like a ham and Swiss omelet or something.
Yeah.
Bacon and jack.
Sure.
Sometimes I get like a chorizo.
I like a good chorizo. An underrated sausage.
It's always a good sign when the sign for your Christmas tree, little lot there, the top of the sign says, "We're still here! Don's Trees."
Okay.
They're still there.
It just seems like, it seems like a weird point to emphasize. Like, it's not Christmas yet. So, of course,
we're still here!
Maybe it's just that Don has been there for a really long time, and... like, maybe that's surprising.
Maybe it's a cry for help.
Yep. We're still here.
Don is still here. We've been trying to get rid of him for years, but he won't go.
Heck no, Don won't go. Tonight I'll get past that boss fight and let it die.
That first one?
Yeah. Stopped a couple of days ago, right before it. I haven't had time to go back.
It's a pretty good boss. Seeing people posting clips of like weird random cutscenes from that game, and it just makes me want to just drop everything and play more of it.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the stuff I heard about kind of how the game changes once you kind of unlock the multiplayer stuff makes all that sound really interesting. got a nigga, all they do is carry me. Another nigga shoot videos from my web feed. Rich games, another uploads my mixtapes. I sit straight, tell my driver to switch lanes. I have a brother holding cases for my jewelry. Ain't no fool to be a shooter, too. Weed and a lot of bruises seem impossible. How I can never stay alone. All you do is play the shows. I don't want to talk to you off stage. Look me in the eye and that's a lost wage. At the strip club, make sure that my song plays. And after that, bring some hoes.
That's not how you spell it, though.
And if not, you go back to where you fucking came. Never get to see me by myself. But I get to tell it to John Land Rover. Pardon me, I forgot his middle name. John Evoke Land Rover.
I don't want to talk to this person.
Well, he's right here in front of you.
No, it's fine.
This is his car.
I can just stay up there. I'll stay over here.
Yeah.
pay, cause I'm always posting up like obey, yeah, obey, young adults, but we play, stay away from ways we used to live, losing jibs, made it home, but still acting like fugitives, ruthless kids, staying late, taking hits like futureless, move away, do or die, use the night and go to jail. There we go, can you meet me at the show, we can party on a 40 if you keep it on the low.
Someone in here talking about moving north of Sacramento. That seems...
Everyone knows there's nothing north of Sacramento.
Yeah. Hollow out a tree and live inside it. Where's Truckee?
That's closer to Tahoe.
Okay.
Redding? That's north of Sacramento.
It's not, like, directly north of it, though, is it? It's kind of...
I mean, it's a ways away.
It's north in a literal sense, yeah. But...
Yeah, it's not close.
This person says, I was once looking at a job in Ukiah, then I found out about Mendo County proper.
There's nothing proper about Mendo County.
Nope. Proper crime.
Hey, you know, drugs gotta get made somewhere.
It's true. Yeah, someone was saying that Tom Hanks is moving to Petaluma.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'm gonna Google this. I'm gonna go on the Google. Tom Hanks. Hello. Site.
Websites that don't load on phones.
Seems to, like, be claiming that it is a news site, like a TV or radio station, like it's got call letters in the URL, and I ain't never heard of it. probably one of those sites that just automatically generates celebrity and city pairings to kind of seed Google with weird shit.
Is that another person in the chat found out about it?
I know it wasn't someone in chat. I've heard it twice over the past handful of days.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's just someone spreading around. Estimating Q4 physical and digital unit sales to decline 20% year over year.
That's not an insignificant amount.
Yeah. Previously, they had estimated a 13% decline. That's a very analyst thing to say. So they got the unit analysis or whatever, and they're 2018 could be inflection year with Black Ops, Overwatch, mobile ads, and esports ramp. I think they're trying to estimate 2018 revenue by saying a full year of mobile ad revenues, along with Apes title, and potential Overwatch sequel to offset declining Candy Crush paid usage and lack of another Destiny sequel. Like, no. That's...
Well, okay.
Treyarch year for Call of Duty, but
it's a sledgehammer's up next, right?
Yeah. It would be, well, I don't know. I guess that's certainly within the realm of possibility, but something about the idea of them creating a game and calling it Black Ops 4 seems real unlikely to me for whatever reason. At the same time, as that franchise falls further and further, that sounds like exactly the thing that they would do to make sure they get a recognizable name on a box.
Good thing Bobby Kotick got that pay raise.
Yeah. Something about that seems like a fairly fundamental misunderstanding of how Overwatch will likely grow and expand. Someone found a story saying Tom Hanks explains why he's moving to Simi Valley. So it is just, I think Eminem gets that too, of like a zillion fake websites that all say he's moving somewhere else, so that people in those areas go, look at this, and share it around, and then add revenue.
God, it's just like the saddest scam.
Yeah. How do they do it? Volume.
Yeah. Tiny classified ads.
Originally, I was against it when Facebook wanted to just, like, add the word satire anytime someone shared a story from The Onion. I felt like it was one of those things where if you're dumb enough to fall for an Onion story, you deserve what you get. But I could not have anticipated how it all would have gone.
Yeah, I think the mistake there was underestimating just how many of those people there are.
Yeah. Time is right. We gotta cash in on this fake news craze.
Alright.
It's where all the money is. It's where all the clout is.
I'll start writing up some stories about Bobby Kotick moving to some different cities.
Okay, great. I'll just start writing a series of news stories that treat G.I. Joe as if it were real.
Okay. I'll get Vinny working on some viral videos of video game cats. Now, to do this, we're going to have to cancel Game of the Year. It's going to take a lot of time, so...
All right. That's fine.
All right.
Extraction game that just came out. It's a VR shooter thing.
What is it?
ROM Extraction.
Hmm. Are you extracting ROMs?
I don't know. If it has Syndicate style chip ripping, then that would be cool. Take on the role of an extractor and use the combination of throw, slow, and shoot to decimate as many extraterrestrial bots as possible.
Sounds like a target shoot.
Yeah, it kind of does. Style shock combos where you're spawning orbs with the end and then shooting them with the pistol to ignite them.
Okay.
Which might be fun.
Yeah. I can see that.
Song by Lake Castlevania. Apparently is now going by the name Twin Moons.
The French.
I don't think Lake Castlevania is actually French.
It would be called Lake Castlevania.
Yes. You know?
You have to be French if you're going to do that.
No, Lake Castlevania is from Atlanta.
Calling the cops.
His name's Dylan. Also releases more bass music oriented productions under the alias Twin Moons. That is maybe one of my least favorite concepts in electronic music, is this notion that, like, their name becomes associated with such a specific subgenre that they cannot step outside of it without changing their name. I feel like that just speaks poorly of the fan base, that they're unable to accept or handle that sort of stuff.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Like when noted EDM producer Garth Brooks had to change his name to Chris Gaines for his more tech house oriented productions.
Yeah, that was a real tragedy.
Yeah.
For everyone involved.
Is coming out on PSVR next week. Feeling pretty good about my Instagram account lately.
Yeah.
I'm using it almost exclusively to post pictures of trash like that. And also, it's like a backdoor pilot for the Tumblr I want to start of pictures of people in wrestling crowds.
Ah, yes.
I'd like to welcome Lime Money to the pantheon of shitty photos I have taken of trash and dumb shit.
Welcome, Lime.
Like, here's a different picture of Garth Brooks I took a while back.
Yes.
No, that's not Garth Brooks. That's Bill Goldberg.
That's Bill Goldberg. That's a very sweaty Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Keep saying Van Ness left turn closed.
So they're supposedly, they're doing some construction on Van Ness somewhere for the like last week or two, and they put all these signs up like a week ahead of time to go like, hey, major construction coming, but it does not affect the section that we are trying to turn left onto. Okay. Or at least it hasn't yet. Maybe there'll be one day where it's like, oh, well, fuck. My money. Is Lime Money? Oh no, Lime Money's over here now.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a better picture of Lime Money, actually.
Do you need a better picture of Lime Money?
I mean, no, and I can't. Also.
Wait, yeah.
Well, actually, there's something about this bumper sticker that just says rip and dip that I really like. That really sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole presentation there is subpar. Let's start a rivalry with them under the name Lemon Cash.
Go on. Yeah. Do you think?
It. That's as far as I thought that
do,
through.
Do you think, Wode? Dip is a clothing company.
Alright. Some kind of skate wear. That's
Medusa hoodie. Nermal pills hoodie. It's a pill bottle with cats in it, and those cats are not nermal. I mean, I understand, you know, you don't want a bootleg. I'm not really.
Not feeling it.
I'm not really feeling this line of clothing, to be honest. I'm not really feeling their design. Thank you. EA announced another indie game.
What this time?
They're going to publish Sea of Solitude from Jomei Games in Berlin. Really exciting and then immediately disappointing press release from EA. EA races into virtual reality with Need for Speed No Limits VR on Google Daydream.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it's this exciting, like, okay, alright, no, okay, okay, EA should do some VR stuff. I would be interested to see more big publishers do it. Oh, Need for Speed, yeah, sure, alright, drive a game, yeah, cockpit stuff, it's an easy first step. Oh, No Limits, wait, that was the mobile game. Oh, wait, No Limits VR, wait, what? Hey, wait, No Limits on Google Day. Oh, they're going to do a mobile, a VR version of their mobile driving game.
Yeah. All that. Oh, they'll get there eventually.
Did Daydream come out today? Do you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I just got like fucking 5 press releases about games on Daydream.
I had kind of thought Daydream was already out.
You might be right. Yes.
Is that Happy Donuts always been there?
Yeah. As long as I know. Can remember.
Well, that takes me back.
Yeah. I could get a really cheap Google Pixel phone since I'm out of contract and I bought this phone outright. I wonder if I could get one of those and then get one of those, get their VR headset and then have a mobile VR thing. So it looks like they're on, they did a deal with Verizon for that phone.
Mm.
And I'm getting texts from Verizon all fucking day long. They're like, yo, you should get an iPhone 7. Well, just for fucking... Just come on in and just get a phone. Just do phone business.
You need a phone for your life. Get it. Right now.
I like it, but yeah, you know.
I don't like their earbuds, and I don't want to have to use a dongle to fucking have headphones.
Tell me about what you do want to use your dongle for. See, I'm using the word dongle, mm-hmm. I'm not talking about dongles, if you get what I'm saying.
I'm not sure I follow.
Alright.
And what else would you use a dongle for?
That's what I'm asking.
But I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, a dongle is just a thing you plug into a device to make another device.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
These implications, like there's some kind of innuendo. Wait a
minute. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about dicks.
Yeah, I am.
How dare you?
What? It's a technology joke.
That kind of ribald humor will not play in this car, sir.
Look, I know back east all you do is churn butter and raise barns, but out here in San Francisco, we live fast.
None of your body talk English.
All right. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Like, yes, this phone would be better, I guess, if it had a headphone jack. But also, I never use the headphone jack on these things very much.
Yeah.
Though it does mean when I fly, like, I do have to bring that thing, because that is the one time when I do. And it also means I can't use the... I could not hook the phone up, like, in my wife's car. Where she is using like a headphone jack to get audio in, and then also a charging, like a lighter, you know, lighter jack charger thing. Right next to all that, her car has a port that says iPod on it,
uh-huh.
But it is some fucking nightmare custom connector that they want to sell you a cable for $100 that they did not update to the Lightning standard.
Right.
So it's like, if you have an old iPod thing, you can use that.
So I have that, but that's from a deck I bought back when those were all there was.
Right, yeah.
From many, many, many years ago, and I have not updated.
And I guess you could probably get one of those and then adapt from whatever the old connector to Lightning, but who knows if that would charge and play and work at all and all that other stuff.
Right.
But yes, I'm into the idea of wireless headphones, but I certainly would not buy the ones that Apple intends to sell.
They're the worst.
Because I just don't, I mean, I don't like using earbuds. I don't like Air Bud. I don't like Air Bud 2. I don't like earbuds. You might be able to make it through there. Yeah. All right, we're going to go do video game things. See you later.